Item number four.
Item number four is from Acting Deputy Corporation Counsel recommending payment in an amount not to exceed $1,512.45 to G4S Secure Solutions for damages to their bus.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I was just, how does this fit in with our, I guess, prisoner transport? I was just a little shocked that, why is this our 100% fault? You know, usually, okay, if this was a county driver who maybe understood the procedures a little more at the House of Corrections and whether or not they drove through the gate and somebody pushed the button at the wrong time, something like that, that, you know, now, you know, because there's been some questions about whether or not it is really in our best interest to have a private entity transport prisoners. And I just thought, it was wondering, is there anything in that contract for this prisoner transport that would address something like this?
Ms. Ball, do you have anything you can offer Supervisor Weishaupt and the committee? Good morning.
I guess I'd like to refer to Corporation Counsel, since it was our employee who pushed the button too soon, and that propagates his
plan. To slam into their van. I guess I assume that's why we're liable for the damage.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, what Ms. Paul said is correct. There was an internal affairs investigation of the incident. The findings from the Internal Affairs Division of the Sheriff's Office was that the officer, the county employee who was stationed to open and close the door, essentially just closed the door too soon. He didn't wait for the bus to completely exit, came down on the back side of the bus, and so it was entirely our fault. So if this were something that were G4, Wackenhut's fault, they ran into our door, then we would have the contractual provisions we would look at in terms of their liability. But in this case, it was entirely county employees' fault for the accident. So I don't think the contract in this particular case would apply. The only difference is if it was a county bus instead of a Wackenhut bus, we'd be repairing our own damage and incurred this damage ourselves.
I was just trying to, I guess it's one of those offshoots of privatization, and a different item that's, in front of us that I guess it's going to take a little bit of time of getting used to seeing something like this, because we're not, at least I'm not used to like this kind of claim. It just seems odd to me.
Well,
thank you, Dad.
And I would say with respect to the report, the information is there. We do have a contract. We do have contracted entity that's involved. You can infer from the sentence, but it's not as clear as it could be. But nevertheless, there is another entity involved, so I can see where the question would be brought up as it relates to the G4S. I can see that.
Any other comments, questions? Thank you very much, Ms. Ball. Supervisor Cesar,
move approval.
Supervisor Cesar has moved approval of item number four. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Jerseyk?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Roderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7-9-0-0-5-4 is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your attentiveness to these six items. This is probably the shortest meeting you've ever had.
I think this is a record.
This meeting is now. Yes. Oh, yes. With respect to the next meeting, being a member, board member of the Milwaukee County Mutual Insurance Corporation, Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation, and being a board member of the Community Insurance Corporation, the Public Risk Management Association conference will be held during the time that we will have our next meeting. So I'm looking toward June 14th as being the date, in as much as that morning two members of this committee will be in the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee to deliberate. So
in your absence.
Pardon me? Excuse me?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I spoke out of turn.
And what are you referring to?
I was just saying, there goes another absence.
And so on the 14th, so I'm looking at the 14th, in as much as there are two Parks members, Parks Committee members.
And the clerk,
who will be there that day. I'm looking at afternoon at 1:30.
Afternoon
at 1:30. No, I'm looking at afternoon at 1:30.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing it at the same time.
No, not at the same time. No. And again, if this is a personal situation, then I feel different about it. But this is county business. I'm going to a conference that requires me as a supervisor, being a board member of two entities related to Wisconsin County Association, as coming back on that same day that we would have had the meeting. Is there any problem with that? Okay. Anything else? Is that what you were referring to, Mr. Sessions? Okay. Thank you very much. This meeting is now adjourned.